maybe go for a ride, maybe saddle up with our friends from Airworks, and we've got an interview coming in next. Stay tuned.
Airworks Racing in Mshlali, your one-stop motorbike shop, home of all things two wheels on the Dolphin Coast. We sell new and used bikes, apparel, accessories, and we have a large service and repair center for all your biking needs. New tires? Airworks Racing. Drop off and collection service? Airworks Racing. New to the sport? You reach, we can teach. Visit Airworks Racing in Mshlali Plaza. Go fast and take chances.
That's the motto. And 7:30 right now on a Tuesday. If you're ready to go fast and take chances, I've got just the man for you. Mr. Airworks himself, Les, is in the house with us fresh on a Tuesday morning. And looking like he's just ridden in. fresh on a Tuesday. Les, how you doing, my friend?
Mike, I am awesome. Thank you for having me once again, Chana.
Yeah, I'm really excited to connect with you and to catch up. I was hoping we'd get a chance before the weekend last week, while I was still on a high after a riding experience that you very kindly guided me on, and my first ever taste of an e-bike, an electric mountain bike. What an eye-opener, what a revelation, what fun!
Well, Mark, I tell you what, when we made the deal live online, I knew you couldn't back out, so
yeah,
we
had me in the corner.
We had you in the corner, but you know what, you know what they say, bums in seats. So, you know, I've been in sales all my life, and they've always said bums in seats, and I tell you what, I saw you on that ride, and the giggles, the giggles is what's getting us at the moment. I'm taking out newbies like yourself, and I'm taking out well-seasoned riders that just haven't wanted to get on that e-bike, and now that they have, it's just that they giggle like girls, man. That's amazing. That's just that much fun.
Well, let's just set the scene for folks that might kind of know a little bit about the Airworks story. You guys, based in the heart of Mshlali Village, you've got a reputation for being the go-to gang for two-wheeled fun. Particularly, you've made a name for yourselves in the world of bikes and scooters. You're the big retailer for the big boy brand.
We are indeed.
And you've been scooping all kinds of accolades for the awesome sales performance of your team, bringing obviously great quality product at a fantastic price to the local market here.
Just the whole package.
Yeah.
We got the package, so you're stoked, yeah.
And not just when it comes to, you know, new bikes, but second-hand and service and all the kit.
Accessories, apparel, everything, yeah.
Bada bing. But the new addition to the Airworks family has been the Airworks Cycles concept. So it's still two wheels, it's still fun.
Well, it's got the synergy. So, you know, we've been told my whole life, synergy, 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 and it's exactly what we have. You know, there's a lot of crossover between the motorbikes and the cyclists, and now the cyclists crossing over to motorbikes, and allocation is key. And yeah, we thought, well, let's get out there and try and do a slightly better job than everybody else, make it about the customer, and hence the reason we're doing the demo rides, and we've got the demo fleet, and the if you want to ride, you know, we got the Wednesday morning social ride, which you joined us on.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, if that doesn't work for you, phone us 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You want to ride? We'll go ride.
This is the difference. I mean, and you're not afraid to let folks try before they buy.
100%. How can you? They're not. I mean, we also have the affordable range for the kiddos and the real entry level market of the Titan and the Avalanche range. But the minute you start stepping up to the more premium, higher end giants, and of course we've got the Paga brand in there, we've got the Fantic still en route, unfortunately, but they're on the water.
Nearly landed.
Nearly. And when you start getting up to that value, it's, you know, the price of a small car. You got to buy. You got to try before you buy.
Well, I definitely got a chance to try.
Tell us, Mark. Tell us. How did you enjoy it?
Yo, you know what? Because look, firstly, it's been a little while since I've been on a bike. Period. Bike full stop. And now we've got a little bit of electrified assistance in the works here. So I got a chance to try two different brands, two different bikes.
Yeah.
One on the way out and one on the way back. And started off on a really cool giant. You know, the moment you engage that electric boost, that pedal assist, and you can, it was
game
really
changer.
Intuitive, easy to get to grips with. You know, you can set the level of electric assistance,
yeah,
from a very light to a sort of full power, and it's you still got to move those pedals, but you feel as soon as you put that.
The cadence down.
Suddenly, there's like this magic hand from behind. They're just gonna, oh, yo, look at that.
Good experience. Good way of saying it, yeah.
And look, I was amazed that from your shop, you've got this kind of clear shot through the cane all the way to Hollow Trails. It was just a fun little stretch to quickly get to grips, get your bearings on this machine, and before you know it, wham, we were there, doing a cool windy loop through the forest,
through the gamble there,
and getting to grips with the intricacies and the nuances of just being on a bike, but having that, because I'm not going to lie, I was dreading the fact that my fitness would let me down and that I'd be huffing and puffing and lagging behind you guys and wouldn't be able to sort of keep up a conversation or just keep up.
Well, that's a good point as well there, is that, you know, obviously from the bike inside, you know, we get to the compound we ride from or wherever we go from, and then you ride and you might stop, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, you have a 2-second catch up and you go again, and then you're with your own, you know, self for that time. Cycling, I'm starting to learn now, is that's it. It's three or four of you in a bit of a group, and you're having a fat conversation the whole way through, especially on an e-bike because you're not so out of breath. But
well, that was the thing. I was really chuffed that I was actually able to, have enough air in my lungs to converse.
Yeah,
and it just leveled the playing field. It gave me that confidence. I figured I might have to give you the signal at some point to turn around. I've tapped out. I've reached the end of my battery, my internal human battery. Mm. But not so. This thing just gave you that confidence to know that you'll be able to get out there and get back with more than enough reserve in your physical tank. We did a cool little loop. We stopped for some coffee at Holler, and then on the way back, got to swap and experience the Paiga.
That's right, yeah. You jumped in the Paiga, and we took you on a little bit of the small section of the Silver Route for those out there that know the Hollow Trails.
A little bit more technical,
yeah.
On the descent.
On the descent, yeah. No, I won't tell them what happened, Mark.
Look, I'm not ashamed to say that I hugged a bush more than, well, it hugged me.
It hugged you. It hugged you for sure, yeah.
I think I rolled out of that one or into that one quite elegantly.
No, just very elegant.
Yeah.
Very elegant.
Minor.
My laughing, not so much.
Minor scratches on my pride, a few grass burrs on my shirt, mm-hmm. but I definitely got a new respect now for the technicalities, and it taught me how to feather those brakes. You know,
brakes.
Don't lock them out, and move kind of. You got to move with the track. You got to learn how to read it. But the cool thing about the e-bike thing again is that you could do a little loop like that, and if you've got the time, you'll definitely have the energy to get back up to the top of that hill and do it a couple more times and get your practice in.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, so a lot of guys are looking at buying them now because they're saying, you know, I can go do a like we did the other day, because we're going to start a e-bike sprint series. So please,
wow.
Any of you guys that are out there with your e-bikes and you want to join our sprint series, we'll be launching that in the new month. And the idea of that is that, you know, the pink loop at Holler on a normal bicycle will take a good cyclist roughly 2-2.5 hours to do. As a novice, I tried it the other day, and we can do the pink loop in an hour and 20 minutes.
wow.
And I felt like I didn't really break a sweat, you know. But the thing is that it's, you know, a lot of guys say, oh, but then you're not getting your exercise. But you are, you know. You can choose the level of boost that you want. The idea is we're going to have some fun. We're going to go fast and take chances. And we employ everybody to jump in, come and try a demo, jump in, use the boost. And it's we're going to get a timetable up there, and a scoreboard, leaderboard. And let's have some fun, man.
Well, this is so cool. And look, I was playing with the different levels of assist, and I found that the zone where I was, I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty much on max assist the whole time.
Oh, you and me both, love it.
But it was great because, you know, I did break a sweat, I did feel like I'd gotten my blood pumping at the end, I still had that endorphin buzz, but I was anticipating the next day that I was gonna wake up and feel stiff as a board, absolutely broken, and not the case. The fact that the most anar part of my experience the next day was just getting used to the, you know, that when your posterior isn't conditioned to sitting on a bike seat for, I definitely had that sort of tender
loving feeling.
Yeah, that one. just sitting the next day. But that was the most.
But you could have done it again that afternoon.
I absolutely could have.
Or the next day. That's the difference.
And when you're having that much fun, you know, you're spending most of your time switching between. That was another cool thing. I'd never been on a bike that had an adjustable post, you know, where you can, at the click of a little switch,
you drop a post. Yeah.
You see seat can be raised or lowered while you're riding. That was, I mean, I guess that's just, you know, one of those advances in bike riding technology, along with, you know, advances in the braking system, the material suspension, and the way that those shocks just ironed out the kinks on the road. It was a real eye opener, and now that I've experienced it, it's like it's you don't have to do that internal arm wrestle to try and justify if it would be something that you'd be keen to jump in with and to save up for and to work towards. What I want to know is, is it something
that... Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Is the juice worth... I can tell you it is. And experiencing it is... You know, talking about it's one thing, but actually experiencing it, and you're the only guys I know that are putting your hand up and saying, guys, we will take you out there. We will show you the secret sauce. And I believe, soon to be announced, some very exciting options to help guys finance their wheels. Is that to be launched soon, eh?
Yeah, 100%. So we are on board with Capitec Finance. So they have a leisure division now, quite a new product for them, but we are able to definitely offer you finance through the Capitec guys. We are in the process of onboarding with Westbank Finance on their leisure department as well.
Wow.
So we'll have that available soon. But yeah, you know, the rates are not that of a, you know, personal loan is what a lot of guys do, and which is obviously comes with generally higher interest rates.
Mm.
And they don't fall in the same category as vehicle finance, unfortunately. But they do now have a leisure department and more affordable rates, and makes it feasible to get out there, buy a bike at a nominal fee, and start living, man.
This is the thing. And if you want to... you know, brand your bike with a bit of your business branding, maybe start a little bit of an e-bike squad within the company ranks, you might be able to, you know, count it as a marketing expense.
I'm sure there's tax write-offs.
There's got to be a way to work that. But talk to Les and the team, because they are just the friendliest, most approachable, genuinely helpful guys. Make you feel right at home, even if you're a complete newbie or you haven't ridden a bike since you were a kid. This is an awesome way to get out, get active, to go fast and take chances, or as little or as big chances as you want to take, but take it at your level.
There we go. Guys, and then just a quick shout out quickly to, I don't know if the, you know, a lot of cyclists out there obviously follow now, one of the big races was the APSA Cape Epic.
Yes.
Which has just been finished, and the brands have all done very, very well. Paga Eurosteel, they finished 25th in the overall standings, but they did win the red jersey, which is an All-Africa team.
That's awesome.
And they did very, very well, as well as the Giants, Titan Racing teams. They also did very well. Guy will know more about the standings there. I follow the Enduro motorbikes a little bit more still. I'm starting to switch up. I'm starting to have to look at both because I just want to ride now, Mike. You know, I used to be just, I can ride twice, 3 days a week with my coaching or riding. Now I'm going, well, I only do an afternoon cycle. Anybody in? And, you know, who's coming, who's going, and it's like a bug, eh?
Yeah, well,
so I'm learning both sides.
I can say that the bug has bit on my front as well, and I'm really excited to see where the Airworks cycle story goes. This is going to be a big year for you guys. Obviously, you're fresh, new on the scene as far as the bicycle offering and the e-bike offering, but the appeal is so obvious. We're in an active community, and you guys are super community focused as a brand as well. So it's a no-brainer to me. This thing is going to go places. For anyone who's on the fence, who hasn't yet experienced an e-bike,
or a normal bike, or a normal bike. We also got the demo range of the normal bicycles as well. So those that are looking to upgrade to, or just, you know, just don't want to get onto an e-bike yet, or just would like to go onto a normal bicycle, we do have a range of standard bicycles as well available for demo. So it's not just for the you know, the e-bike range. We are you know, servicing everybody at the end of the day. So
there you go. And with your strategic location and direct access through the back road to the tracks at Holler.
To be clear, Guy will be doing that. I won't. I'm quite useless on a normal bicycle still.
You're in good hands with Guy. And, you know, he was first to say that, you know, I shouldn't feel bleak if I happen to take a tumble on a corner, because he's well-versed in that as well.
Wow. Yeah, it's gonna, yeah, if you, you know, those that have fallen and those that haven't fallen yet.
That's it.
Yeah.
But super Guy, literally. And we'll definitely have to line up refresh, any rewrite.
Time. Well, you know what we didn't get to do because we had so much fun on the bicycles was the other part was to give you a lesson at the bowl, or at the pit as it's called, and on a motorbike. What? So, Mike, I've already shaken your hand. We know that deal is still standing. We just need to find the time.
Part two.
So part two is coming, yeah.
And for those that want to find out more about Airworks, whether it's on the motorbike front or the bicycle and e-bike front, what's the best portal to get all the latest?
Yeah, obviously, you know, everybody knows where we are, so we get a lot of walk-ins, and that's great. Otherwise, our office lines, cell phone numbers, emails, and socials are all on, just Google us and you'll find us quite easily. We are quite well known there, so that's not a problem. We're all over the place. And then what we're going to be doing quite soon now is a lot more activation. So we're going to try and get onto the beach with the gazebos and just all the hot spots around town with open displays for you guys to come and look at. Especially try to reach the people out there that don't know about us. And thankfully, there's still a lot of those.
Well, keep your eyes peeled for the Airworks banner. That's Air, WORX, if you want to give it a Google this morning. And just check out the socials. Better yet, pop in and say how's it to the guys at the store in Schlali Village. And my friend Les, thanks for popping in this morning, man. Thanks for the ride last week.
Pleasure.
I'm going to check out my schedule now. We can clear a morning for
a motorbike.
A bit of vroom vroom.
That sounds like a plan. Mike, just quickly, also, we are closing for the long weekend. So, we get a lot of rush at the end of the day for lastminute.com stuff for both sides. So, you know, the bicycle workshop is up and running and ready for you and quite busy already, as well as accessories and apparel there. And then the motorbike front as well. Obviously, try getting soon. Our workshop is very, very full. So if you need anything now, tires or a scooter or whatever for the long weekend, please come in. Come in sooner than later.
You've been given the heads up there. You heard it. From the Airworks family. Right now, taking you for a little joyride. Here's Roxette.